Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You listeners and Rise to Win for our youth guests and Blog Talk Radio audience members. My name is Sandra Bueno and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. Now, my half an hour show is a show that's based on coaching. It's based on personal development. It's based on the difference that our life can different, I guess, for lack of a better word, direction, but really truly it's all about the action and the decisions that we make based on the resources that are before us. And when I first initially began my show last year, I came on speaking about how we needed to change as adults in order to support our youth going forward. And now more than ever, specifically because we are where we are right now in this quote-unquote crisis, it is a challenged time, we are all realizing that, you know, there are a lot of issues out there, and I think a lot of people aren't finding a lot of solutions, and we are going into a crisis mode, a mode of emotional inability to deal with the challenge. And that is normal. That is something that unless we have a recourse and unless we have a plan of action or a specific mindset of being, if we don't stand on solid ground where we recognize and realize, well, this is what I want and this is what I'm willing to do and this is where I'm not going to crumble, then the likelihood is that we end up reacting and putting ourselves in a position of an emotional disadvantage. So for me, today is a day that I would really like to speak about this and perhaps shed some light on balance and shed some light on what it is that we can do today to put ourselves in a different place. I will say that it is a lot easier to say it and to speak about it than to be in it, but I have personal experience and knowledge in knowing exactly what it is and where it is that we're challenged in, because that has been my training ground for the past, I would say mostly for the past 3 years. And then the past 7 years since, or 8 years since I actually became a mother and became a single parent, that challenge really rose to the top. So since then, I have embarked on this journey where I was willing to do what it took in order to move forward. And it has taken a long time, 7, 8 years, that is a long time, but also when you compare it to what? When you compare it to 100 years of living, you know, to how many marriages, or when you compare it to opportunity, when you compare it to having the life that you truly want and having the journey that you envisioned, these things are all coming into play now. They're all coming into our awareness because of where we are. So for me, I really want to come to you and just give you from the bottom of my heart a kudos for being here now, for living up to that challenged moment of not really even knowing what it is that we need to do and of being alive and of being willing to continue living, because that's our purpose. That's who we are as human beings. We want to grow. We want to evolve. We don't want to settle, but the challenge comes when we know something in our minds, but then we don't follow through. And also determining what it is that we need to follow through on is another one of these challenging situations that arise out of that awareness that we got, that we gained. So what I'd like to open up with is to take you to really looking at yourself right now and seeing where it is that you are and seeing what's taking place in your head and then what's taking place in your belly, because your belly really is your intuition. That's where your gut instinct lies, and that's where your inner self it's fighting to get out and to show you the way. So usually that's where we also have that irky feeling, those butterfly feelings, when we're afraid about something or when we're nervous about something. And we're going to be nervous either way, whether we follow through to the right or whether we follow on the left. We're still going to be nervous, and we still have options of having the result that we want to have. So what I am going to say is, based on where you are standing right now and based on you being able to answer the question to yourself of where it is that you want to go or what it is that you want, if it's because you're having a challenging time with your home and your living situation, maybe you are in the process of an eviction. Maybe you are unable to pay your mortgage. That's the situation. That's what it is. Now, what you can do to help yourself is not bring in all of that other stuff that's on top of it, the results now, the consequences. If you start thinking about, okay, well, I have a family of five, and these kids go to school, and I have my wife, or I have my husband, or whatever it is that's coming into your awareness, let that be for right now, because that's still there. But the real issue right now is what's taking place with you, with your living, with your situation. What is that reality? And once you confront that reality and say, okay, yes, I am being evicted. What do I need to do? Then you take action and you say, okay, these are the options that I have. I can move into this place. I can look for a cheaper place. I can maybe go live with relatives. I can maybe combine this with another family. I can go to the social services. If my situation is going to change next month, then there are organizations that can maybe help me with 1 month payment. There are options that now put you in a moment of, okay, you know, I'm going to try to figure out. I'm going to buy myself some time. So already you've acknowledged the situation. Now you're able to give yourself a little breather space. And truly with a lot more power, you're able to now start thinking of options. Start flipping over those rocks that might have the answer underneath it. During that time, you're still going to get 2, 3, 4 weeks in between from when you really have to actually make a move. But during that time is your conditioning that's going to support you. It's how strong you become in your resolve to make a difference, to change, to go forward. And this is where your faith has to come in. Because without faith, then that's kind of like you're out there out on the sea just with a paddle and not a real engine. This is where your prayer has to come in and where you have to really come to God and say, God, you know, I believe in you and you're with me. And I believe that you're not going to let my whole family fail or that you're going to show us the way or that something's going to happen. And really earnestly pray. Not just hope. Because hope without the prayer, hope is just a word and a thought. You really actively have to pursue it. So when you start pursuing it and you start having ideas, he's going to show you that direction. And he's going to help you to go and do something different. Maybe call a different person that you would have never called. Maybe take up a job that you would have never seen before. And also keep in mind that there's a bigger picture. Don't look at your picture just from your own window. Look at it from a global window. The rest of the world is going through this. Your neighbors are going through this. We are going through this. I am going through this. And throughout this moment, I've had to keep on telling myself, there is a purpose. I know why I'm here. I know why I'm doing this. We are being, right now, our society, the people who are right now in their 40s, we are all being tested. Okay, 60 years ago, close to 60 years ago, we were at war, the Second World War. And what happened then? What happened to men? They had to go out there and fight. Many people lost their lives. What happened to women? Women had to go and work to keep that war going. What happened to youth? What happened in Germany? What happened with the Nazis? you know, the Jews, concentration camps, the amount of loss, the amount of lives that were robbed and taken away, families that were destroyed, children whose lives were forever changed, famine, death. That took place close to 60 years ago. Where are we now? What's taking place in our lives? We've never been challenged like the people before were, the generations before. This is our challenge. And this challenge is taking place because it is requiring us to step out of where we are and where we have been. We've closed our eyes to progress and evolution. Certain people take care of it at a high level, but the mass population doesn't. The mass population, we've allowed ourselves to just go on our everyday life, assuming that everything was going to be okay, that we were going to be all right, that we would forever have water, that we forever have food, that we forever have jobs and have credit and credit cards. Well, all of this stuff has come down. It finally hit that top level. Now we are all affected. The rest of the world is affected by what's taking place here in America. Without America thriving, the rest of the world is barely surviving. So what you and I need to look at is what type of opportunity is this for us? Everyone is going through the pain. Therefore, we are in solidarity. And in solidarity, we can now look at ourselves and say, what part am I going to play in this, and what am I going to do? How am I going to go forward? What invention am I going to bring? What type of business am I going to create? How am I going to partner up with people? Who can I call right now that is doing something that I wanted to do? Or who can I call right now that can do something different, with whom I can partner up with, and we can create something different? That's how it was in the past. That's how it was with our prior generations. That's how it was with the people that came from England and settled here in America with the Mayflower. They had to struggle to come overseas and to create their buildings and their homes and the first harvest when they planted. If it hadn't been because they met an Indian chief that taught them how to fertilize the ground with fish, they wouldn't have been able to plant the corn. They still had to wait months before they could actually harvest any produce from their soil. So up to now, we really, as a society, we had it easy. We didn't have to work too hard. Now we're being challenged to recreate ourselves, to recreate opportunity, to recreate technology. So this is a great time for all of us to say, you know what, let me take that risk. Let me risk it, because the best thing that can happen is I can actually manifest who I truly am. The worst thing that will happen, well, you can imagine the worst thing that will happen. The worst thing that happens is when a person dies and gives up, when a person is not even willing to try. A life not examined is not worth living. Character is built when you're willing to do what it takes. And no true greatness comes to a person who hasn't done the work and the toil. And nobody can take that away when you can say, you know what, I've really worked like this. I've really worked and I've sacrificed and I've done it all in the name of becoming a better person, of doing good, of really showing my potential and my abilities, of being truthful with myself. Many of you would know that back in April, I quit the 17-year-old job that I had with an airline after having been injured. I had had multiple injuries. And that day, on Blog Talk Radio, I actually called that company, and I quit on live on the air. And it was a very challenging situation for me, because I had grown up working for that company. I had identified with that company. All of my life experiences, all of the successes, opportunities, relationships, everything in my life had happened while I was working at that company as a flight attendant traveling the world. So when it came down to me having to leave, the only thing that I quote-unquote knew, even though I had had many other opportunities business-wise, but that was the place where I was earning my income. That was my security. That's where I had my insurance. That's where I knew I had a job. And that's also where I picked up a lot of those tendencies that no longer serve me. That's also where I picked up a certain way of being and maybe even of thinking that on the long run wasn't going to serve me to really becoming who I was supposed to be. Without commitment, without discipline, without my ability to focus, without those things, success is difficult to achieve. But when I took that choice and I made that choice and I quit, I also freed myself. I freed myself from that short stick, from that carrot that was always rooting over me. Because that degree of comfortability and of complacency was robbing me from my willingness to try something new, to give it my all, to be willing to believe in my purpose. And that became the catalyst and the motivating factor. Because I quit, I had no way but to go forward. You'll hear that in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich situation with one of the leaders who during the war went and landed on an island and told his shipmates to burn their boats and that the only way out of this island was going to be by them conquering the island and being able to have the boats that were already there. So he left no way out. They burned the boats, burned the bridge. And as a result, they ended up winning because that desire to survive was so big, was bigger than that immediate need. And we all have immediate needs. We all have needs. We need the basic of food, our clothing, and our shelter. That is our basic. But you have to also realize something, that the rest of the world has been suffering like that forever. And they themselves don't really have hopes. Because their expectations is that someone from America is going to come and drop a load full of food or come from a ministry in a church and build them a school or maybe a building or teach them something. Not their own governments, us in America. So we need to rise out of ourselves and concentrate on the fact that people around us, around our nation and outside of our nation, have no hope, and their hope is in us. And by focusing on that, you're going to be able to lift past the challenge right now. This is temporary. And it's not just happening to one of us. It's happening to all of us. So now it's easier to handle it because everyone's going through this. The churches are aware of this. The government's aware of this. The social service companies are aware of this. They too are having difficulty. And we now have to personify all of these institutions. There are people running these companies. They are going through it. Rich people, poor people, healthy people, unhealthy people. So now is the time to really go in within yourself and take out that courage and take out that intuition and take out that degree of bigger than your circumstance. And try it. Give it a try. Put yourself out there and believe in yourself. Because suffering is much sweeter when you're suffering over something that you love and that you really believe in. If you're suffering over something that has been put upon you and forced on you, then there's no fun in that. There's no prize in that. There's only frustration, anger, pain, anxiety, confusion, crisis. But if you're suffering for a purpose and a reason, and that purpose and reason is of a nobler cause, you will attain a much different experience. So I would say to you that now is the time for you to step up, stand up, believe in yourself, go forward, connect to people, figure out, have options, figure out how you can make a difference for yourself, family, your loved ones, and be willing to reach out, be willing to lend a hand or take a hand. Don't let ego stand in your way. Don't let doubt sabotage your ability to stand out and to make a difference. After all, our world has been created by people, and our experiences in life is based on the relationships that we have and the exchanges that we have. And right now, you and myself have no better time than the present to really show who we truly are and who we truly can be for one another. So with that said, I want to let you be and just really, really wish upon you the ability to believe in yourself and to go forward with purpose, with insight, and do it so that our children will be empowered to create a better place and a better world. In God's name we pray, amen.